بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في رواية أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنه عنهم. Still reading this hadith of the last hadith in this chapter in this kitab with regard to making sabr. We read previously that this hadith teaches us the importance of sabr even at the time of jihad. And in all our situations, all the time we are facing different situations, and it is absolutely essential that a person develops the quality of sabr, patience, to be steadfast on whatever conditions come to a person, and in that lies his success. Further, the reason for waiting for the sun to incline towards the west, that the Mujahideen would find it easier to carry their weapons when it was cooler. We read in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not launch the attack until the sun moved from the zenith, that is after Zawal time. Then he launched his attack. So one of the reasons given by the ulama is that when it becomes cooler now, then to go ahead with all the weapons, it becomes easier. Ulama also mentioned that the wind aided the Muslims at such a time, that the very blowing of the wind at such a time helped the Muslims. It is also narrated that with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as far as dunya's matters are concerned, they were really unaware. They did not have the real knowledge of the matters of dunya. So much so, it is mentioned that the chapatis, the fine rotis, the very thin rotis they encountered by other people as they went around the world, they would think that was like a tissue to wipe your hands. They didn't have that knowledge also that this is a chapati. They also were under the impression, and they heard that when you eat healthy food, the food with ghee, etc., then you become strong. So they used to eat and check their muscles, whether our muscles have become stronger. In other words, they were not aware of this. But at the time of the jihad, they could see now the help of Allah is coming. They waited for those times when the help of Allah comes, and then they launch their attack. So like that, the real Muslim and mu'min, he might not be aware of dunya's things, not very acquainted with things of dunya, but with the matters of deen, then is fully aware with regard to the matters of deen. And we usually look down upon a person, we pass remarks like, this is a very Sufi person, that he doesn't even know this about dunya, he doesn't know that about dunya. But that is not important. Important is about deen and knowing the system of Allah Ta'ala. So that is important. It doesn't mean we have to stay unaware of the things of dunya, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we give priority to things of dunya. And we are unmindful of our deen and of akhirat and of the system of the working of Allah Ta'ala. And the system to see when does the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala come. Ulama, it is also astonishing to note that Allah Ta'ala defeated the enemy by the very means that is often a source of comfort during the scorching heat of the desert, namely a breeze, a wind. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is above everything. Usually a nice fine wind, breeze is very comfortable and cooling, and a person enjoys it. But yeah, in this case and in other cases also, Allah used that very wind in order to rout to them. Their tents were all uplifted and they could not manage any of their affairs. The wind had become so strong. So many a times the thing which is our very comfort, Allah uses that very same thing for our destruction also. So everything, all the asbab of this dunya, they are only sabab. Allah can use them for our benefit. Allah can use them against us also. Allah's Qudrat is above everything, and in all matters we should see to the Qudrat and should see the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, And that is what is a mu'min, a person who turns to Allah and knows all that. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, those people who believe in the unseen, the things of this dunya. Not only non-Muslims, even animals perceive the things of this dunya, the benefits and harms of dunya. That is no great achievement and no great thing. But to understand what the benefits and harms of deen are, practicing on deen, what the great benefits are, and staying away from deen, and acting contrary to deen, to understand what those harms are. That is really the lot of a mu'min. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that iman, to understand these realities and prepare for our eternal life of akhirat. Dunya's life, dunya is very temporary and is very flimsy and is very inadequate. The real life is the life of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.